Welcome to the Seniorology Podcast with your host, me, Leslie Kerrigan, creator of Seniorology and Conference 12. Seniorology is the study of high school senior photography, and this podcast will walk you through all the aspects of running a successful senior portrait business. So whether you've been a senior photographer for a while, or you're just getting started in the senior portrait business, the Seniorology Podcast is your resource for all things senior photography related. Hey y'all, it's Leslie Kerrigan here, host of the Seniorology Podcast. You're listening to episode 3, To Enter or Not to Enter. Now, what am I talking about? Image competitions. Today we will discuss why you should enter, what photos to pick to enter, and how image contests help you in your business. And to get into all these questions about image contests, we have a special guest. Emil Rodriguez Powell is the Lime in Slice of Lime Photography. And in case you didn't know, Lime is her name spelled backwards. Emil is located in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. She believes to her core that we all shine differently, and she strives to ensure that each senior who steps in front of her lens leaves their session feeling beautiful and more confident than they did before. Emil's photography style is inspired by fashion and style, but most importantly by each of her clients. Emil truly believes that they are the art, and she pushes herself to create the images for her seniors that capture the spirit of who they are, their personalities, and what they value, all while giving them an experience that they want to shout from the rooftops. Emil is one of our Conference 12 2019 speakers and a judge in our Seniorology Best of the Year Awards. If you haven't heard about the Best of the Year Awards, it's an image contest through Seniorology aimed at showcasing the best senior images from you, our listeners, and senior photographers from across the country. We want to celebrate you and all of your hard work by showcasing the best images in our industry. On today's episode, I will chat with Emil on how image contests have helped her in her senior portrait business, what tips she has for picking images for image contests, and what she's looking for as a judge.
Hello! How are you? Lovely, but I would be better if there wasn't this massive snowstorm coming my way right now.
Oh, no! You know what? I think somebody told me the other day that our weather was going to get really cold, too. And I mean, you're, you know, even colder than we are. We're not ever that cold, so I don't look forward to it either.
I am not a winter girl. I am already counting down till spring and summer.
You don't live in a great place to not be a winter girl.
No, but you know, having been born on an island, that's still ingrained in me, so, you know.
Yeah, I know. I wish I lived on an island in the tropics. That would be amazing.
Yeah, so this is definitely not my favorite right now.
Okay, where are you originally from?
I was born in Puerto Rico. Yeah, in Ponce, Puerto Rico, and my family moved to Pennsylvania when I was 3. So,
okay. Do you still have family in Puerto Rico?
Oh my gosh, yeah, I have tons of family still. Yep. Yeah.
And were they affected by the hurricane? I think you told me they were, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So, I actually did last December after Maria, myself, and just a lot of my siblings and friends here. We did a Christmas drive, so we literally packed up like 5 boxes of donations and went down probably the week before Christmas, my sister-in-law and I, and with my family, we distributed gifts to 2 orphanages or children's homes down there, and then all the leftover stuff we had, we gave to people in the community. But my family, while I was down there, one part of my family got power back, but the other group of family did not get their power back till probably like February.
Wow. We went on a cruise that left out of Puerto Rico last April, and it was still, see the devastation. You know, it's sad to see.
Yep, it was very jarring to see when I went. But it's those types of things that, like, keep things in perspective, because I never forget that, you know, my family came from humble beginnings and I lived in a 4-wall, basically a shack at the back of my grandfather's property for the first 3 years of my life, like just a plywood building. So those things always just help me remember to stay humble and give back and not forget where I came from.
Well, you need to do a shoot in Puerto Rico. That would be amazing.
That is on my bucket list.
I want to go with you. Can we do one together? That would be amazing.
That would be flipping awesome. Yeah, so Seniorology over Puerto Rico.
Seniorology shootout Puerto Rico. Who is in?
I'm in.
It's just me and you. I'm in too. Let's plan it. Okay, let's get started talking about image contest. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions so that people can learn from your experience and you being a judge and all of that. So my first question is, why do you think photographers should enter image contests?
I think it's one of those things that, you know, with the photography market being so saturated, it's a way for you to, you know, differentiate yourself from others in your market. Entering gives you the opportunity to showcase what you think you're doing well. And I think it's a chance for you to really look at your own work extra critically. When I have entered contests, I usually have to walk away as I'm trying to select images because I'm just like, oh my God, oh, this sucks. I should like quit and like not do this anymore because you're like looking at it so extra critically that, you know, you're pointing out all the little things that you would have done differently. So I know it sounds like I'm saying it's like not good, but that's not where I'm going. It's something that is very useful, but you definitely have to be ready to look at your work hardcore like that, and be able to accept feedback. I know that for me, it's important to have like a confidant, if you will, look at my stuff before I send it off. So that has really opened my eyes to like, oh crap, I never thought of it that way. So when I have entered contest and have, you know, received like, yay, you won this look or whatever, it's been awesome because, hello, what teenager does not like to see themselves on social media or be in print? So it's like, I didn't realize how big of a deal it was until like I heard the kids talking about it, and parents talking about it. Like the parents get just as excited, like, where can I buy the magazine? Oh my God. And the grandparents, that's my granddaughter. So it really, it really does wonders for marketing because the kids and the parents get really excited. And then they talk about, oh my God, did you know that so-and-so was published in this, or they are on this list of da 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 da. So yes, like, I think it makes a huge difference because there are so many photographers out there that, yes, there are so many more things that go into differentiating yourself, but having that little like button that you can add to your website or your social media or have in your bio, that's a pretty big deal. So I really encourage people, no matter where you are in your journey, to put yourself out there. I mean, what do you have to lose other than you don't make the list or you don't make the cut? At least you're learning from the experience and putting yourself out there. And I think it's great. I think it's a great thing to do.
So I hear a lot of different things that I want to touch on from that, because first of all, it sounds like it's an educational opportunity for people to learn about themselves as a photographer. Yeah. Is that right?
I believe it is. Yeah. And I know like contests are set up differently. Like some will give you, feedback on your images. Some use like scoring sheets and stuff, and that may help you, you know, if they share those scores, that may help you, you know, figure out, oh, okay, I could have done this better, or whatever. But I really do think it is an educational thing, even for you to look at your photos just in a different way.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I think, you know, that reviewing your photos every so often, just in general, whether you enter them in a contest or not, is a great way to grow as a photographer. And this is another step to that.
Yeah.
So education of your own work and pushing yourself to do things better. So that's great. But then I also heard you say marketing. So using this image contest as a marketing tool for your business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because getting to like say, hey, I am one of the top 50 or top 100 photographers in blah, 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 blah. Like the parents eat that up. Like, I mean, when you're setting up yourself as like a luxury boutique senior photographer, you kind of have to have the things to back that up. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, photography contests are the be all end all to establishing yourself as a luxury senior photographer. That is not what I'm saying at all. So please do not like misinterpret that. But it really does give that little like extra oomph to like be like, oh, I'm a published photographer. And then you have those on your website, and then parents ask about it. And when they come in for their consults, I have the magazines up or the images displayed in my studio. So the kids themselves will talk about that amongst themselves. But then when the parents like see it too, when the parents get hyped about it, you know, it's a good thing too.
Right. Well, I mean, honestly, there's so many pieces to the puzzle of being a senior photographer. And this is just one of the ways that you can boost your business and, you know, establish yourself, like you said, as the senior photographer. So that's awesome. Now here's my next question is how would you suggest that people look at their images, or how would you suggest they pick which ones to enter?
Well, first of all, make sure that your pictures are in focus. There's so many times, and I'm not saying this to be a smart ass, like, I'm saying this because there are times where, like, I'll be going through my own images, and I'm like, oh my god, this is so awesome, and then I look and I'm like, oh my god, why did I deliver that? That's not even a So I've had those moments like that, too. Like, I'm not going to give you advice that I haven't applied to myself, but you definitely have to, like, there are times, and I'm sure you can relate to this, Leslie, that, like, by November, I mean, I think our but by November, by, like, November, I'm just like, oh, my God, all my stuff looks the same. Why did I pose them like that? So it really challenges you to, every year, just think of things that you can do differently. So doing reviews for when you're about to enter stuff in contests, like, really does cause you to think of ways that you can change things or grow, or why did I put her there? Why didn't I put her over here? So when you're looking at your images to consider what to enter, you want to make sure you're, like, impressing yourself.
Yeah.
Submit those as well, because there's sometimes where, like, I haven't looked at a gallery for a while, and I'll see it, like, later on when I'm reviewing, I'm like, wow, I can't believe I took that, you know? So there's just a lot to consider when you're choosing what to submit. You definitely want to make sure your composition is excellent. And that doesn't mean, like, just rule of thirds, like, people always throw that one out, but just breaking the rules too. Once you learn the rules, breaking the rules can make some really amazing images too. And let's see, what else? Your color balance and your lighting. I mean, you can have a great, you know, a gorgeous looking senior. You can have this killer outfit, awesome makeup, but if you don't understand light, you're not going to make pretty stuff. So you need to understand your use of light and shadows too, like, and just really think of things that are going to wow yourself, but also somebody else.
Right. Yeah. Now, as a judge, since you're judging this year's contest, what are you specifically are going to look at? I mean, I know you have to look at composition and lighting, but beyond that, what do you think is going to make an image stand out to you?
I am very moved by emotion. So I know I'm going to contradict myself here, but something can be like absolutely jaw dropping that's not technically perfect.
Right.
So emotion and movement, you know, clever use of the environment, like shooting through things. I really love to see that. Because I also second shoot weddings for my studio mate, that has really caused me to bring a lot of the things that we utilize in shooting weddings into shooting my seniors. So things that I wouldn't have done before, like shooting through trees or shooting through like a glass thing or shooting through between two people and things like that are things that I'm bringing into my senior photography. So I want to see how other people are using that as well. So capturing emotion, movement, that's honestly, that's like one of my favorite things right now. So those things are going to be things that I'm like, oh, wow, that's amazing. They're doing that really well.
So something that immediately makes you feel something as soon as you see it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Right. And I can rattle off like people that I follow in terms of not necessarily senior photographers that just always wow me. And it's not always like, oh my gosh, I'm shooting in like the Grand Canyon and this is beautiful. It's sometimes something you can't put your finger on, but it just like absolutely wows you.
Yes. Everyday circumstances can be shot in an amazing way.
Absolutely. So I want to pull up an image and be like, holy crap. And
right.
Just know that, okay, this is one because I want to feel something. So don't submit things that are just status quo, if that makes sense. I would really go through your images and choose things that are going to elicit an emotional response in the judges.
Yeah, I love that. Now, I did love something you said, which was, it's a touch off the subject, but the second shooting of weddings allows you to bring something different to your senior photography. So I like that, because do you feel that it's because you're the second shooter and not the main shooter that you can take more risks that then help you in your senior photography?
I feel like some of that, yes, but also just learning from my studio mate, just the things that he has taught me as far as lighting and not being afraid to use off-camera lighting. And you have to get really creative sometimes because there's no do-over. So if there's 10 people standing in front of you and you need to get that shot, you're going to get really creative in how you get it. So moving around and moving up and down and just trying different angles, I feel like some of that is just so easily applied instead of like just standing in one place and clicking the shutter and not changing your setting and not, you know, not really, how do I phrase it that doesn't sound horrible? Like, you know, you have to just try something different. So I feel like, yeah, being the second shooter, I guess there's less risk because, you know, I'm not the head honcho for the shoot. But at the same time, we work in tandem that, like, sometimes you'll be like, did you get that? And I'm like, yep, I got it. So just getting to, now I'm comfortable. Like, at first I was like, oh, my God, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? I swore I never was going to do this. But now I'm heading into my fourth year of shooting, second shooting weddings. So I just feel a lot more comfortable experimenting. And there are times too where I may not be the one taking the actual shot, but like we'll be working together and like, oh, why don't we try this? So you get to be a little more creative because there's just the ability to do that, if that makes sense.
Oh yeah, definitely. I actually used to second shoot weddings too. And I kind of feel like every photographer should second shoot a wedding, whether you want to shoot weddings or not, because it does give you such it gives you education. It gives you, the ability to try something new, to think on your feet. Like, it's just a situation that can just benefit you in so many areas of your photography.
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the biggest things with shooting weddings is, I mean, obviously anybody listening that follows my work, yes, there is posing and there's stuff like that, which has definitely benefited my, you know, my studio mate, because when we're doing like portraits that need to be a little more posed, he's like learned a lot from me in terms of posing. But with weddings, a lot of the times I'm the one focused on capturing the reactions or the emotion. So if we're shooting, for example, a first dance, he'll have me focusing on the parents' reactions or, you know, other key family members' reactions, because that's going to be more memorable than the couple getting 800 pictures of them dancing like every second of their dance. Like, grandma wiping a tear, it's going to be more impactful than, you know, some other image that we may create that has like the chandelier in the background or whatever. So that stuff can then be applied to senior shoots too, because the one thing that I have found, and I have other friends who talk about this all the time, yeah, you set up the shot. Like I often will tell my seniors, okay, ha ha ha, and they're like, ha ha ha, and then they start laughing for real, and that's when I'm snapping the picture. So getting those reactions too that aren't necessarily posed, the parents love those. The parents absolutely love those images. So that stuff too from second shooting weddings that I've been able to, you know, bring into my senior work.
I love that. Now, for people out there that maybe don't have the opportunity to second shoot, what is something you might suggest that they could, you know, try out new things and things like that? Would you say set up a shoot just with a model and just try it so that they're not a client? You don't feel so obligated to get the perfect shot?
Never stop shooting. That's the biggest thing. Before I had like a street team and clients that I could just like be like, hey, can I borrow you for a minute? I just got connected with people and found people to shoot. When I didn't have people to shoot, I would shoot my nieces. If I didn't have somebody shoot, I'd force my sister to come with me. They weren't always like the most fabulous things, but they just allowed me to be more comfortable playing around with angles and playing around with, you know, different lenses and things like that. So not having a huge client list is not an excuse for not practicing. Like, you can always find something to shoot. And so, yes, get out there, make connections with people, connect with models, connect with your kids' friends, connect with your kid, even if they fight you. Just get out there and shoot to practice those different things. Even if you feel like you're not growing down the road, you might be like, oh, crap, yeah, I did pull something away from A, B, and C. So there's been times where I've experimented and gone through and I'm like, oh, my God, I got one good shot. But I got one good shot. You know, exactly.
So. So, yeah, I mean, you're having realistic expectations and just, you know, looking at the kind of just looking at what you did learn instead of maybe you didn't get 50 shots, but you got one. Like you say, just look at the good thing you got out of each experience and use that every time you shoot. So then you have amazing images that pushed yourself and you can enter into a contest, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the other thing, like the other type of images that going back to the, what things capture my eye, I am a sucker for an excellently executed styled shoot. So one of our speakers for conference 12,
yeah,
Davis is like the master of
amazing
because the detail that she puts into her shoots like blows me away all the time. So if you're entering images that are from a styled shoot that you put together, I'm going to be paying attention to the details. Like I always joke around with my street team when we do our editorials every year that I want this to like look legit. I don't want this to look like a bootleg version of what I'm trying to do. So I always keep that in mind, even when I'm looking at like stout shoots that I may not have done, like I'm going to be paying attention to those details. Like, you're doing a boho shoot. Well, that detail's not exactly boho. Like, why is it in this shoot? So you want to pay attention to all those little things that honestly can make or break the authenticity of your shoot, because you want it to look all very intentional and well put together, if that makes sense.
It totally makes sense. I'm glad you touched on that because I think that that particular category can sometimes be vague because, you know, what is a styled shoot to one may not be to the other. But my question to you is, when they are considering that particular category, what should they, when they look at their images they're thinking about entering, how should it, you know, be a styled shoot? Like, what should make it a styled / concept shoot?
I mean, it really needs to convey whatever theme or... That's the thing, too, with styled shoots. Sometimes we always say theme, but it can also be a feeling. So there's times where it's like you may just be trying to convey that somebody's on a road trip. And I've had friends who have done shoots and they do a road trip. And when they show where they actually shot, it's like, holy crap, how'd you pull that off? They conveyed the feeling excellently. So it's not necessarily about like props and all that stuff. So I know it's somebody's going to be listening to this and be like, Amiel, you're confusing me. but that's what's hard about this category. Like, styled shoot can be absolutely like you're doing a pool shoot and you've got all the inflatables and you've got like little, you know, drinks with like umbrellas and stuff like that, and you pull all that off. But it can also just be a vibe. Like, it can be like, I'm lost and wandering, or it can be like, I'm sad, or I'm joyous. Like, all those things can also be fall into a styled shoot if you're conveying that feeling very clearly.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. I think as long as you are conveying whatever that particular idea is through an image. Yeah.
Absolutely. Because a styled shoot could also just be like all about color. It could be texture and pattern. Like, it could be a lot of different things. So as it's like clear what you're showing us, you know, then you're good.
Right. Exactly. Well, I think these have been some really great tips for those who are thinking about entering an image contest. And for those of you out there, whether you enter the Seniorology Best of the Year Awards or another image contest out there, just remember the things that Emil just shared with us, that it is a learning experience for you and your own journey in photography, and it can push you to do things better or different than you've done before. So it's a nice chance for you to review your own work, which, you know, helps everybody grow. And it can help you in your marketing. Like Emil said, that the seniors and the parents just love to be able to share for you that their daughter was in an image that won a contest. So that's amazing. And we wanted to also share that if you guys are in our Seniorology private Facebook community, Emil and I are going to set a specific time where you can post some images, and we'll give you a critique, because whether you enter that image or not, I think it's valuable to learn, and the best way to learn about your work is to have a critique. So Emil will be offering some tips, and we'll post on the Facebook group as to when we're going to do this, but it will be after this podcast airs. So, Emil, any tips on critiquing work or listening to a critique of your own work?
Well, before I get to that part, I do want to say that while I have entered contests and have won some contests, a contest is just a contest. So I haven't won every time I've entered a contest. Has that, like, been like a punch to the gut? Yeah, because we all think we're amazing, you know. But this is the social worker in me, like, it's just a contest. So if you do enter an image that didn't win, it doesn't mean that you are not skilled or not qualified or not good. Right. Which too, judges, like, if you talk to any of the other judges, they might say completely different things than what I'm looking for. So all that, you know, subjectiveness comes into play as well at times. And so I don't want people to, like, think that they're not awesome if they're, you know, their image doesn't win. But as far as, like, critiquing, you have to be open to receiving it. Because I know I've been in some groups and stuff that people ask for critique, and then when they get the critique, they get a little defensive. So you have to be willing and open to receive the critique, even if you don't necessarily agree. Because otherwise you're not going to grow and learn if you're not willing to, you know, to hear what somebody else is seeing in your image.
Right.
So if you're open to critique and want to hear, you know, A, B, and C, then drop some images for us in there. But it's not always warm and fuzzy. So just be ready for that. And we're always professional and just, you know, kind-hearted people. So it's never meant to, you know, tear anybody down, just to give some tips that might make the image a 10 if it's only like a 5, you know.
Right. So yeah, it's just an opportunity to grow, and you know, anytime you can grow in your talent and your photography, that's amazing. So yeah, you're right. Yep. Just be open to it. Know it comes from a place of kindness and helpfulness. Now, I did think of one more thing when you were just now talking, is the fear of entering contests. Because you talked a little bit about, you know, maybe you don't win. So what can you suggest to people to get over that fear?
Get over it. Like, get over it. Just get over it. Like, as hard as, and that's like, I've been there. So I feel like there are so many things that I've held myself back from, because of fear. And in the grand scheme of things, this is a low risk thing. Yeah, you're paying a few bucks to like enter your contest, but if you don't win at the end of the day, you just didn't win. You still go on and you try again the next year. I definitely, God, fear is just such a, I'm like censoring myself here.
Don't censor yourself, tell it.
Well, fear is an asshole. Like, it's one of those things that just like totally can freeze you in place. I've been there so many times and like just created anxiety for myself, not about entering contests, but just other things. Like, if you just think about it, I mean, you could do a whole podcast just on fear.
Right.
But it's one of those things that if you don't take risks, you're going to be stuck in the same place always. And that can be with a contest, that can be with growing your business, that can be with going to approach somebody to collaborate. I mean, at the end of the day, you have nothing to lose. If somebody says no, they say no, and then you just keep trying. So don't let, you know, yourself get worked up about submitting. You enter it, and you just look for ways to grow. And there are people that, you know, sometimes contests are too big for people to give you like one-to-one feedback. But I feel like having somebody that you can get honest feedback from, that can look at your images, that can just give you constructive ways that you can grow, is super important. So that's outside of the contest. Like, if you don't have one of those people, you need to find one. So I like to be friends with people that I think are better than me. In terms of getting critique like that. And I hope that doesn't come, I mean, you know me, so you know that's not coming from a place of like being like full of myself or whatever. I'm friends with a lot of people. We're all at different levels in our journey. And for me, like my studio mate who's been shooting weddings forever and just has a very different style of shooting than me, getting him to look at my images before I enter them, I always do that because he has done workshops that have very different concentrations than mine. So he attended a workshop in the fall, and holy crap, did I benefit from that, because when he came back, he shared a lot of things. So when I entered a contest after that, I applied some of the things that he had told me, and I feel like they made my images a million times better. And one of those things is cropping. So a very selective crop can really take an image to another level. So that's another thing, those of you thinking about entering, think about cropping your images down, because sometimes you might enter an image and one of the reasons it doesn't get picked is because the crop is just not doing anything for you. So crop, crop, crop.
Got it. Oh my God.
From my studio mate. So,
well, and just having another set of eyes. I mean, it's that way with anything. I actually studied journalism and writing stuff. I would not necessarily notice a misspelling or whatever, but yeah, somebody else's fresh eyes would. So it's the same sort of principle.
Yeah. Yeah. And there is like a quote to back up what I was saying about, so like, you want to surround yourself with people that force you to up your game, that force you to really improve. So I like to walk into a room and know that I am not like, you know, I'm nobody. Like, there are all these people that are killing the game, like just killing the game. So it's like, there is a quote for that, but I can't remember what it is. Like, I'm sure you've heard it, but I'm not really helping myself right now.
No, I mean, I think we got the gist of it without the actual quote. I mean, yeah, just surround yourself with people who push you to be better. I mean, that's just,
yeah.
Well, Emil, this has been awesome, and I think it will help people not only in image contests, but some great advice just in general. So I appreciate it. And, we can't wait for you to be a judge of the contest and also to be a speaker at Conference 12. So thank you for that. And thank you for your time today. And just for those listeners out there, Slice of Line Photography, be sure to follow her. She is amazing. You want to follow her on Instagram, befriend her on Facebook, everywhere you can. So, and then also just to remind you guys, if you're not in the Seniorology Facebook group, look for it on Facebook and send me a request. I will approve it, and you guys can further the conversation hear about image contests through a critique that we will do in Facebook, and I will post about the time and date so you guys can make sure to get in on that. So thank you, Emil, and I will talk to you soon.
Yes, thank you so much. Have a great rest of your day.
Stay warm.
I will.